Definitely time for us to chat Hidden Histories of Sydney with Dr. Lisa Murray from the Dictionary of Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, we've got something a bit unusual today. We're going to be talking about Sydney colloquialisms.
Yes, and I was prompted to think about this because recently they announced the release of the second edition of the Australian National Dictionaries.
It was quite covered in the news. There was some interesting stuff going on with that.
Yeah, so everything from, you know, bring a plate to check out chick. All those words that we kind of, or phrases we put together, but actually very much an Australian kind of colloquialism.
Absolutely. It prompted a very big debate on my social media feeds about what was a Dagwood dog versus a Pluto pup versus a battered salve.
Yes.
And people have opinions.
They do. They do. And my opinion is none of them are very good unless you really want a hangover cure. But, yes. There are very passionate people about their colloquialisms.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what are the ones we've got that are Sydney-specific?
Well, it's interesting because I guess the Sydney-specific ones often reference something, a place or an icon of Sydney. And sometimes they're things that historically are very much placed in time. So they might be used for decades but then fall out of use, and then you come across them and you go, what does that even mean? You kind of have to have a bit of knowledge of the urban landscape to kind of understand them. So let's start with one. What about, and this one's reasonably obvious, I think. A Botany Bay barfly.
Yes. Drinking habits of Sydney ciders.
Yes. So that one's pretty straightforward. And I guess it also has that sort of taint of convictism to it as
Very
well.
Very much so. There's a little bit of a down the nose kind of look at the Botany Bay barfly.
That's right. Yeah. So a lot of these have those sort of other connotations to them.
Of course.
More nuts than the bridge.
That's a perfect one. I've heard that one before.
Not
for a long, long time.
I've never actually heard that one.
Yeah,
anyway.
I have, definitely. That would have been, I'm showing my age. I haven't heard that since the 80s. Mm. I can promise you that.
Yes, yes. And obviously that is someone who's a bit nuts or a bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there are so many rivets and bolts and nuts in the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So that's pretty straightforward. Shoot through like a Bondi tram.
Yes, another great one. And, you know, it's funny how much we still talk about the Bondi tram.
Yes.
And when did it last run?
Well, it was in the 60s that the trams closed, the final trams closed. So, but I guess the trams were very much a part of Sydney's urban development in the 20th century, and even a lot of our buses still follow the old tram routes.
They do, and so, certainly around Bondi you can see the little closed-off streets where they'd do a little rotation to start heading back. And
obviously, you know, the topography quite steep in places around getting down to Bondi, so, you know, that tram's going straight through. So obviously that's about actually sort of leaving quickly.
Yes, to make
somewhere.
Haste.
Yes.
Mate, I've got to shoot through like a Bondi tram. I'll catch you later.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Now, another one. More front than Anthony Horden's.
Now, I know this, but I've never heard that variation of
All
it.
Right.
I know it as more front than Foy's.
Okay, so both of them very large Sydney department stores that fronted at least a block of a street. So there you're talking about very large emporiums that have real presence. But what I guess this one's suggesting is that perhaps they're very cool in asserting things. They've got a lot of front.
They've got a lot of front.
I like how it sort of suggests that all the facades in the world, you know, still it's just a retail department store.
I do like that sort of angle on it as well. Where was Horden's? Because I know Foy's was around near where the family court is now.
Yes, that's right.
And
so that building's been repurposed for that, and you can still see sort of corsets and so on
it's
up in
lovely,
the facade.
Actually.
Yeah, it is lovely. So Anthony Horden's was actually on George Street between Liverpool and Goulburn Streets.
Oh.
So where the World Square sort of development is now, that was Anthony Horden's. So it did go even, right through pretty much into Pitt Street. So it really dominated that whole, a lot of that block.
So that's where, you know, people definitely would have been using that expression because everyone would know exactly what you meant.
Yes, exactly. So there's a few others here, but I think two that are particularly apt up, getting off at Redfern.
Yeah, I warned you I might blush if we talk about this one.
So coitus interruptus, colloquial expression pertaining to a form of contraception.
Yes.
I think, and so just think about where, just the order, if you're coming from the west, the order of where Redfern is in relation to, say, Central.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it at that.
I think we can definitely leave that in there.
And then finally, at the end of the day, or perhaps even the end of your life, you might be as crook as Rookwood.
Crook as Rookwood. I love it for the little rhyme it's got. And
yes.
I have said it. I've used that myself.
I'm impressed.
Usually sort of, you know, a little bit sort of tongue-in-cheek, but yeah, how are you feeling? I am crook as Rookwood.
And of course, Rookwood Necropolis is Sydney's largest burial ground in the all of the metropolis. So, of course, you would feel...
crook as Rookwood.
Yeah.
Lisa, always lovely to talk to you about this sort of stuff. Where can people find more stuff about the Dictionary of Sydney?
Just go to dictionaryofsydney.org.
Fantastic. We'll talk more Dictionary of Sydney next week around this time.